Narcissists, flying monkeys, those words are enough to strike fear in the heart of any empath. If you've been where I've been, then you definitely agree with me on this one.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com.
Narcissists, smear campaigns, and flying monkeys, and how those three things work together to make your life more difficult as you're going through probably one of the most difficult times in your life already.
So, let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going.
What are flying monkeys? Well, flying monkeys are people, individual people who do the narcissist bidding for them. That term came, of course, from The Wizard of Oz with the witch and her flying monkeys. What it's all about is sometimes the flying monkeys are well aware that they're helping the narcissist manipulate you, and other times they're just well-meaning people who have been snowed over or manipulated by the narcissist.
Flying monkeys are anyone that takes information that you give them or information about you and brings it back to the narcissist. They often are intentionally sort of gossiping or getting into the drama of the situation and sort of reciprocally giving the narcissist supply by giving them information on you and also receiving their own, because it's kind of a awful thing to do.
We're going to talk about what the types of flying monkeys are in a little bit more detail. So let's start right here. First, we have the unwitting flying monkey, and that's the person who's just really a nice person and really cares about you, but the narcissist has fooled them into thinking there's something wrong with you and something right with the narcissist.
People who happen to know the narcissist don't know what narcissism is or that that person even is abusive, and give them that information about you sort of innocently, thinking that they are answering a concern the narcissist has about you.
So the narcissist will very often convince, like, your best friend or your mom or your cousin or your whatever, even their relative who has become very close with you, to help manipulate you. Now, that person doesn't believe they're helping to manipulate you. They really think something's wrong and they're really trying to help. But inevitably, there are many unwitting flying monkeys involved when a narcissist is around. But even worse than the unwitting flying monkey, in my opinion, is the sort of co-narcissist flying monkey. In some situations, narcissists team up with other narcissists in order to really just get down on the manipulation. Things can get really ugly when two narcissists join forces, you know what I'm saying? And that's partially because when two relentless, abusive manipulators join forces against you, well, you've really got a problem. It happens a lot of the time with couples, between parents and children, or even just among friends. One friend will get the other friends to gang up on you. It's not good.
It's best just to not talk about the narcissist and to keep really the information about the abuse to people who understand and people who can support you. Not everyone's going to understand, and that information getting back to the narcissist can create a whole nother level of abuse, such as smear campaigns or more gaslighting and making you into the bad guy.
The only thing you can do is go no contact, ideally, or if you must be in that person's life, then you have to get really good at taking control of the situation. So what's the best way to do that? What's the best way to release the flying monkeys, as it were? Well, I'm going to start off today by letting you hear Richard's and Dana's thoughts. So here's Richard.
I mean, I've had to deal with one myself last year. You know, when I used to teach self-protection, I would teach like basics to people, and I teach like the core thing that everybody needs to do. And then people would say to me, well, what do you do when the guy comes at you and he wants to punch you with his left hand and his mate wants to kick you with his right foot? And you want to get down to the specifics of everything. And what I found helped the most for me was to come back to basics and go, okay, I need to monitor my own emotional and psychological state, because this is going to be tough. This is going to be triggering. This is just like in childhood when. This is just like in childhood when I wasn't understood, when people were talking badly about me, when I was being bullied, when I was being scapegoated. It's extremely, extremely triggering if you're in a flying monkey situation. So you've got to do your white belt, yellow belt, blue belt basics first of protecting your own emotional state, keeping your perceptions clear, get help, you know, and don't go to your mates or your family and tell them stories about what's going on. Get the help of a third person, an adult professional who can give you some real non-agendered feedback, so that your sense of reality, you can still hold on to something or someone. That would be another piece of advice.
And here's Dana.
Do what you need to do in order to stay safe and sane. So if that means changing your email address, changing your phone number, getting a fake Facebook account if you're on social media, really learning about what people can see on social media. If the flying monkey stuff is more in person, then trying to have a witness to your experience as much as possible, either recording stuff on your phone, or if you're dropping off your child or what have you, doing it in a public place, like, you know, I don't know, a McDonald's or something where there's other people around, where it's not, so you're trying to limit the damage that a flying monkey can do. And really a lot, so much of this stuff is about anticipating what you think that they might do. So you can, like you were saying, so like you can be, instead of being reactive, you can be responsive.
Should you try to convince the flying monkey of the truth? Should you try to convince the flying monkey that you're right? Or should you just keep quiet in order to save your sanity a little bit? Well, that depends on the person. But in so many cases, it's almost pointless to try to convince a flying monkey of the truth, the fact that maybe you're actually right, or maybe you're not crazy, or even to try to convince them of the narcissist's true intention. And there are a few different reasons for that. One of them being that the narcissist probably already told them that you would say whatever you're going to say because they're such manipulators. The other part is, if you are dealing with a co-narcissist situation, well, we know how effective it is to try to communicate with a narcissist, right? In most cases, what a flying monkey does is tries to give you advice or direct you or manipulate you into doing something. So in many cases, the best option is to just go, okay, sure enough, and then move on. Do what's best for you, because the flying monkey is not going to accept whatever you say because the narcissist has already twisted their perception if they're a nice person in real life, or because they're also a narcissist. Either way, it's not usually beneficial to try to convince them. My rule is, if it's someone who I believe is on my side, I will explain one time exactly what I think. And if that doesn't kind of get through their head, or they don't ask me meaningful questions, I stop. I don't waste my breath. Of course, the other side of this coin is that often narcissists will try to use you as a flying monkey. And I've done an entire video about that before. I'll link to it for you here. But even though you may have been used as a flying monkey in the past, now that you have started to recover from narcissistic abuse, chances are you won't allow yourself to be used as one again. If you're worried about that, make sure you take a look at the links in the cards above and in the description below, because I'm going to share with you more links on ways to deal with manipulators and flying monkeys. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you dealt with a flying monkey before, and how did you handle it? Do you know flying monkeys? And were your flying monkeys the toxic narcissist type, the co-narcissist type, or were your flying monkeys more like the well-meaning friends type?
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. Now, I'd like to offer a really quick shout out to my amazing channel members, my inner circle. Thank you so much for being a part of this channel, for helping me to make this channel better for everyone else, and to spread my mission even further. I really appreciate you.
I really appreciate that you took a chance on me and that you're here supporting my mission here at YouTube to help survivors of narcissistic abuse discover, understand, and overcome their situations so that they can evolve and become the people they truly want to be. Thank you. It means so much to me. My awesome channel members and inner circle include
Angela Falsetta, Susan Marion, Roxanne Antle, Deborah, Lorenzo D, Life's Revival, Trisha Wolf, James F, Marlene, Jen Archer, Sarah Lee, Patricia Keenum, Delilah DeBalsack, and Darla Berg. All right, now that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right here and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right down there. I'll see you soon.